This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support is provided by First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. 877-217-5757 is your number, and talk@talklouisiana.org is our email address, and should be an interesting show today. We're talking about the discussion regarding race, always a difficult topic, and it's been permeating in many places in the month since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and in some ways this is a very good thing. In other ways it's challenging because, of course, people take this passionately, as they should, and sometimes things are said in the heat of battle that many regret. Now, Gary Chambers is with us. He's one of our guests, along with former Councilman Daryl Glasper. Gary Chambers has gained nationwide attention. He's been on a flurry of programs throughout the week, and he is gaining a lot of attention for his remarks about school board member Connie Bernard. And before we go to Gary and Daryl, let's hear a portion of what happened at the school board meeting a few nights ago.
Next. So I had intended to get up here and talk about how racist Robert E. Lee was, but I'm going to talk about you, Connie, sitting over there shopping while we talking about Robert E. Lee. This is a picture of you shopping while we talking about racism and history in this country. Only white members of this board got up while we were up here talking, too, because you don't give a damn, and it's clear. But I'm going to tell you what the slaves, my ancestors, said about Robert E. Lee, since you don't know history, sister. Let me tell you that they said when he got the plantation, after he got off the field where 27,000 people died at Gettysburg, Connie, Robert E. Lee was a brutal slave master. Not only did when he whooped the slaves, he said, lay it on them hard. After he said, lay it on them hard, he said, put brine on them, sort of burn them. That's what Robert E. Lee did. And you set your arrogant self in here and sit on that shopping while the pain and the hurt of the people of this community is on display, because you don't give a damn.
All right, that's Gary Chambers, and we're going to hear from Gary contemporaneously in just a moment. 877-217-5757. After resisting widespread calls to resign, East Baton Rouge Parish School Board member Connie Bernard is facing a recall petition that seeks to force her out of office. Four African-American members of the board, Don Collins, Tramell Howard, Darius Alanis, and Evelyn Ware Jackson, are calling for Bernard to resign, and she, to this point, has not done so, said she will continue to fight on, and she, of course, is facing some grief for another incident 2 years ago in which she allegedly punched somebody at a party. And we have tried to get her on this program, and the invitation remains in place. Anytime she wishes to come on this program, we welcome the input, the insights of Connie Bernard. But let's start with one Gary Chambers. Gary, you have become a nationwide phenomenon now. We've known you in Baton Rouge as a prominent activist and one of the people who never holds back, but any regrets about what you did?
None at all, brother. And thank you for having the conversation this morning. How are you?
Doing well. Are you amazed at the reaction?
Floyd is an understatement, Jim. You know, when you consistently show up, a lot of folks locally have criticized my approach, my tone often. Is wrong, and to see so many people around the country and around the world sharing this, you know, Baton Rouge, this isn't unique to us. You know, this isn't the first time that I've gone off, quote unquote, on elected officials. But you know, for whatever reason, this video resonated, and I think it's because there's such a clear example of a disregard for African Americans, Black folks, when we're speaking to our government by the actions of Connie Bernard. And it's just on display for the world to see. And so I think that that's why this has resonated with so many people, because, you know, this is not a unique situation. People are ignored or are disregarded. Black folks show up at government meetings all over the country on a consistent basis, advocating for change and reforms. And folks sit there like Connie Bernard and shop while we plead with the government to just be better, to just be human, you know, to be a more humane society. And we don't always do that. We don't always live up to our highest standards. You just don't.
Well, Connie Bernard to this point has not resigned. There are 180 days to collect more than 8,000 signatures from registered voters in her district. Your thoughts about where she is right now and how she has responded. My guess is that you're not pleased, but she has hung in there. What do you think?
I called for Connie Bernard to resign 2 years ago when she ran into her neighbor's house and caused an incident that she's going to court for next month. So I called for her resignation then, and I stand on that today. I think that Connie is making Baton Rouge look bad. I think she's making Louisiana look bad. I think she's making Republicans in the state of Louisiana look bad. It is alarming that the Baton Rouge Area Chamber has been silent.
Now, wait a minute. Yesterday on this show, Gary, Adam Knapp was on this program, and he all but called for her resignation. He didn't use those.
Let's be clear. All but called for is not calling for, Jim. And that is, it is important that the organization take a stance on this the same way that they take a stance and endorse these candidates when they tell people to vote for them. And so if you tell people to vote for people, but then when they act in a way that is unbecoming of an elected official and you won't call for their resignation as an organization, it's extremely disappointing. And I've talked to Adam about this, and Adam and I have a great working relationship. I think we both mutually respect each other, but I have a job to do in this community, and it is to hold people accountable, Knapp included.
All right. Daryl Glasper is with us. He's been with us many times, a former councilman, a Republican, once head of minority outreach in the Louisiana Republican Party. And, Daryl, my guess is that you feel like people are piling on Connie Bernard. Why?
Well, let me tell you something, Jim. We're going to have an old sit-down Negro talk, like they talk behind closed doors out in the public today. I've been knowing Gary Chambers for a very long time. I thought a lot of the young man. I think you can save him. I think he's going in the wrong direction. Look, he piled up on Connie Bernard, a 5'3", 100-pound white female, calling her a racist when he already knew that the school board was going to vote to rename the school. This guy's living in the past. He's race-baiting. And this is Daryl Glasper telling him that he's race-baiting, and he's the damn embarrassment to all of the black elected officials and the guys that in this town started integration. Joe Delpit integrated politics in this town. Freddie Pitcher integrated judiciary. We integrated sports in this town. We got along with people. All this Negro has been doing is trying to divide us. Now let me tell you something. The game is over with.
All right. Let's get, before we go to the phone lines, I'm sure Gary wants to respond. Gary, you have the floor.
I don't even have a response to that. I'm not going to entertain somebody who has been out of the public light and now coming back to defend somebody that is against our community. I've got no response for that.
Okay. 877-217-5757. Patrick, second. David in Atlanta. David, you are on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. It was written in the Washington Post, when one of Robert E. Lee's female slaves escaped from Arlington Plantation, she was captured and brought back, and she was audited last. And Robert E. Lee would have salt water poured on the wounds. And when Robert E. Lee ordered salt water to be poured on the wounds of that woman, the person he ordered to do it said, "I can't do it." Robert E. Lee said, "Well, I'll do it." The man was a beast and a traitor and a treasonous.
All right. Daryl, should Lee High School go, by the way?
This is not about Robert E. Lee. This is about a hit on Dr. Towns by four black elected officials and Gary Chambers and trying to spin it on the damn name of a school.
Well, wouldn't it be a good idea to get rid of that name?
No, hold up. Now, I'm not talking about the name on the school. That was a diversion.
Well, okay. Let's take one issue at a time. It may be a diversion, Jim, but is it a good idea to get rid of that name, Daryl?
Jim, 1971, I walked into Robert E. Lee Jim High School and played a basketball game and didn't give a damn about the name on the building. All I wanted to know if my opponent was there. Listen to me. A name on the building don't educate kids. That district is 65% in the rankings of all the school districts, 100-something districts.
All right, but the name is offensive to many, and as David noted, for good reason. And Gary, is this an easy one? It looks like it's going to happen, but, I mean, in this day and time, after all, they took General Middleton's name off the LSU library. Robert E. Lee would appear to be an easy one to get rid of right now in this climate. What do you think?
So let's be clear, Jim. This is not just about Robert E. Lee. There's Stewart. There's Floyd. There's Pickett. There's Ross. There's Lee Drive, all surrounding Lee High School. There are monuments to the Confederacy all over Baton Rouge, all over the South. There's Nichols State University, which is named after Brigadier Confederate General Francis T. Nichols. We have made monuments to white folks. It's disappointing to even hear a black man get on here and pretend that these monuments to white supremacy should remain, especially when people like PBS Pinchback and Oscar Dunn have never been etched into the history the way that they should, and be honest. And so we should bring them all down, and if they don't come down, I fear that a day will come where they be torn down.
877-217-5757. Back with Gary Chambers and Daryl Glasper after this 90-second pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. If you get a busy signal, please be patient. We do have a revved up audience for Gary Chambers and Daryl Glasper on opposite sides of Connie Bernard and whether these names should be removed from buildings and streets. And the conversation continues. Another front page story today in The Advocate at a crossroads. Mayor Broome says commission will study renaming streets, taking down statues. Again, 877-217-5757. Please be brief. Patrick in Innisfil Estates. Patrick, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, two quick points. I agree with Gary. Renamed the school after PBS Pinchback, who, by the way, was a Republican. And two, Gary, I mean, you support this system. You support a system that's managed by Connie would be a non-issue if you would support school vouchers, school choice for parents. Instead, we got a school system that serves the unions, allows the school board to micromanage it instead of giving the money to the parent and let them choose what school is best for their child.
Gary, would you respond?
I don't support that as the answer. I think every public school should be a good public school, and we should work to fix all of them rather than trying to say these are better schools. We need to deal with the issues within the district, and Connie Bernard is a reflection of a failing school system because she's been there 10 years. And so the question is, with a district that is 81% black and a board that is majority white, how then should we expect these people to care for the advancement of these children? We see that they are trying to dismantle this system consistently, and school choice and vouchers is a way to dismantle traditional public education, which is a key to truly economic empowerment for all people in America.
Frida in Monticello. Frida, good morning.
Good morning. This is Alfreda Tillman-Vester, former general counsel for the Louisiana State Conference of the NAACP. I have the distinction of being friends with both of the gentlemen who are on your panel this morning. And I have to say to Gary, my friend, you ain't no embarrassment to me, baby. You make me proud. You give me hope, because I can tell you from someone who's been on this road for a very long time that there was a point where I didn't have the kind of hope that I, you know, that of someone who was coming behind us, who would be willing to hold people accountable for all of the community, not just one segment of the community. So you make me proud. And so keep up the work, Gary. Anything that I can do to assist you in any way, you call.
All right. Thank you, Frida. I'm sure you're pleased with that call, Gary.
Thank you, my sister. I love you.
All right. And Daryl, obviously, I would say if you polled most African Americans, they would be in favor of what Gary is doing.
Yeah.
Why are you lathered up about this?
Jim, let me tell you this so you know. Look, you're talking to a guy on the phone that extorted $35,000 from Whitney Banks.
All right. Well, let's do avoid personal attacks and stay with the issue at hand. We can talk about those things at another time, but we do have a full board of calls, people emailing, people are certainly engaged about the topic at hand, and I'd rather not get into the intricacies of some kind of personal issues that may or may not be true. 877-217-5757. Jay in Mid-City. Jay, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Mr. Chambers, ain't no tongue going to be good, no matter how you had it said in a mild manner way, the way you said it. And secondly, I kind of agree with former counsel, tearing down the statues. I mean, that's bad American history. And we should teach our kids about that history. Because in Germany, still have symbolism of the Nazis there to teach their kids that the Nazis will never rise up again. So leading the statues up is something we must teach our kids. And
all right. Well, what about having these statues as a reminder of the progress we have made? In fact, I don't know. What do you think about the Jay's not alone in this remark, but does he have a point, Gary?
So the question becomes, why are there no monuments to PBS Pinchback? Why are there no monuments to Oscar Dunn? Why are there no monuments to all of the black folks who made contributions in the 1800s? There are no monuments because the reason these monuments were put up there was to preserve white supremacy. If you want to put them in a museum where people can go study history, then put them in a museum where people can go study history. If we're going to honor people by putting statues up in our parks, by naming schools after them, you honor people who were on the right side of history. If we want to study history, we study history to know both sides. But there are no high schools named after Hitler. Could you imagine us naming a school after Osama bin Laden in America?
All right. Leonard on Airline, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, Jim, how you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jim, how you doing today?
Fine. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask Mr. Glasper, do we know that Confederacy rebelled on the United States the same way the devil rebelled on God? So God had to cast them down the same way we had to cast this down.
All right. Thank you, Leonard. Daryl, would you respond, please, to our friend Leonard?
Jim, I'm gonna come back to your audience, and I'm going to tell you, the name on the building will not do anything for the kids in the classroom. You see, you're taking the conversation. You want to talk about race. I want to talk about how to fix a school system and how four black politicians is trying to blame a white female for their failure. She won. They didn't. This is what this is about. This is about them framing Connie Barnard on a night when a black lady, Dr. Towns, with a Ph.D. degree and two MBAs from top schools, should have been the superintendent in East Baton Rouge Parish. And I was privy to a conversation by mistake of Evelyn Ware Jackson, who was my friend, who will never, ever talk to me again. And Dawn Collins setting up a deal to take look, Mark Ballou, a white man, that Gary said, white men standing in the way? Well, white man voted for a black lady to come, and she was more familiar with charter schools than these failing schools.
All right. Well, Gary, were you pleased with the choice of superintendent of schools?
So let's be clear. I've already called Dawn Collins out, but he's saying that Dr. Towns should have been there, and now he's the spokesperson for Connie Barnard, who voted for Ms. Brown. So it's a contradiction that he's even on the radio defending Connie while saying Dr. Towns should have been the superintendent, who we supported, right? So he's on here talking about Dr. Towns, but he's speaking up for Connie and against Evelyn and other folks when the person he's on the radio speaking for didn't even vote for this black woman.
Miriam in St. George. Miriam, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Miriam.
Hi. I have no problem with people taking down statues and putting them in historical places, like museums and that, because it is a part of history. It is not, we don't need to be erasing history. We need to be supporting history because we learn from history. We learn from our mistakes.
All right, thank you. White Wolf, saying he's a Native American, in Woodville, Mississippi. Hi, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I enjoy y'all's program. I was talking about these statues. I agree with the lady, you know. But, they, as Native Americans, they've tore down our sacred sites as these Indian mounds. They've desecrated these burial places of Native Americans here. And if they're going to be taking down stuff, then they need to be taking down some of this United States stuff, like their flags and monuments, more than the Confederacy, because it was the United States that came in here and killed millions of Native Americans.
All right. Thank you, White Wolf. Mike in Villa Del Rey. Mike, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I think I got two points that if they just numbered the schools. If they just put number PS 101, my next point is that if I would have referred to Mr. Chambers the way Mr. Glasper referred to him, I believe Jim Easter would have cut me off the air. That's all I got.
All right. Well, Darrell, what about naming the schools by numbers? Would that be a compromise on this? Darrell Glasper?
Jim, a school and a name on a school don't have nothing to do with education. I'm going to keep going back. There was a black lady named Dawn Collins that voted against Dr. Towns after Mark Belew voted for that lady. This is a hit job, and this is made out of a racial deal. And I want to talk about education and how to change the system, because these Negroes want to control the system, and Gary Chambers is a part of that.
All right, 877-217-5757 is your number. We're going to pause for the news and return with Gary Chambers and Darrell Glasper. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us. A spirited discussion between activist Gary Chambers and former councilman Darrell Glasper, and this started with Gary's viral video attacking Connie Bernard, who appears to be shopping during a meeting regarding the name change of Lee High School. And Connie Bernard's been in hot water before, but she is not leaving the scene, and Gary says it's time to go. Adam Knapp on this show yesterday said it was time to go, did not call for her resignation, but basically said he wished she would leave. And so Darrell Glasper says Connie Bernard is getting a raw deal. What do you think? 877-217-5757. We've referred a few times to what happened regarding the choice of a superintendent of schools, and the new superintendent is 62-year-old Leslie Brown. 877-217-5757. Let's go to Laverne in Mid-City. Laverne, you're on the air with Gary and Darrell. Hi, Laverne.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am a teacher in East Baton Rouge Parish School System, and I find that Connie Bernard's behavior during that meeting is highly disrespectful to the discussion that was going on. We have children. We have a rich, rich history, African-American history here in Baton Rouge that very few people know about. I was not aware of the African-Americans that Mr. Chambers was speaking about, former slaves who served as governors and senators for Louisiana. And history courses need to be rewritten, and textbooks that are reflective of our rich African-American heritage also need to be used.
All right. Thank you, Laverne. Darrell, what about the remark that, independent of whether you agree or disagree with Connie Bernard, she's now a distraction, just like the name Lee High School is a distraction. The last thing we need right now is a distraction. Would you agree with that?
Jim, let me tell you, you know why Connie is a distraction? Because Connie is a fighter. When a guy 6 foot pick you up in the air, your defense mechanism kicked in. Unlike Gary Chambers got punched in his damn face on the street fight and walked off, okay? Now listen to me. Everybody want to make this out of race, but you got to understand, it does not affect not one child that go to public school.
All right. Gary, you know you're a lightning rod, and you have a lot of people patting you on the back, but you have others like Darrell who say you're not doing the right thing. Are you handling this? It's hard not to take it personally at times. What's your stance right now?
Let me tell you something, Jim. Since slavery and probably before, there's always been a black person to sell us out. Darrell is that individual today with his comment, because none of it really makes sense. And I leave you with this quote as it relates to Darrell Glasper. You can sell your people, but you can't buy them back.
Daniel in River Bend. Daniel, you're on with Darrell and Gary. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. I'd like to salute Mr. Gary and shout out to you, brother. You're doing a wonderful job. And Darrell Glasper, I don't understand, what has this woman done since she's been in office to make you fight against us for her?
All right, Darrell.
What she did was very wrong.
Brother, I want to tell you something. One of the biggest things that happened in the black community is that you have black-on-black crime, and then you have a diversion where they want to call where it's a white folks' fault. Gary Chambers stood up at the school board meeting and said, white men always has been the problem. And you all are buying that. You're drinking it. I want to say this to you. You live in a very difficult world. And nobody can stop you from doing anything. We are not talking about education. We're talking about race.
Tim and Thibodeau. Tim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Tim.
I don't know enough about the Baton Rouge situation, but I do know a couple of markers. Number one, your Native American made a very good point. Andrew Jackson might have saved New Orleans, but he also almost single-handedly, out of reach of Supreme Court, destroyed two tribes and was responsible for the Trail of Tears. We have problems down here at Thibodeau and at Nichols, too, about renaming stuff, but I think we ought to realize that you can erase history. You can try to erase history, but you can't deny history.
All right. Some good points from our friend in Thibodeau, Tim. Zach in Shenandoah. Zach, you're on with Gary and with Daryl. Hi, Zach.
Good morning. I went to McKinley High School also, and I played basketball also. I also learned history, too. And this is all about education. It's about the miseducation of our people, and especially when you go to a predominantly black school, that you learn parts of history, but not all of the history. So when you have a school named after people who enslave you, it's difficult to see yourself rising up. We'll get through that, but it's difficult to do that. So this is all about miseducation, not about education, Daryl.
All right. Daryl, would you respond to Zach? Are you there, Daryl?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Look, Jim, I want to say this. One of the things I've always done, I don't worry about what nobody say about me, I've done more in my lifetime in this town than Gary Chamberlain would ever do, and I'm an older man, and I know that's a fact.
Well, you are 30 years older than this man, so he's got a lot of time to catch up.
He's got a lot of time to catch up, but he's going the wrong way with a street brawl. I've never been in a street brawl that I walked away from, and I'm going to say this to you. I've never disrespected a woman. I don't give a damn where in a meeting or anything else. I fought for this community. Let me just tell you something else. You guys think you're smart. You're taking a white female, and you're trying to ostracize her because of your failures.
All right. I would suspect you passionately disagree with that statement, Gary.
So I want to, Jim, if you would, just allow me a second to respond to two things Darrell said. Darrell said we're trying to make this about, he said the comment I made about white men. White men wrote the Constitution that allowed black folks to be labeled as three-fifths of a person and allowed slavery to exist. White men, there were no black people involved in government. They created a flawed country by allowing our people, my ancestors, to be labeled as property and treated as such. And then they spent 150 years after ending that trying to screw over us. And furthermore, if Darrell Glasper had done so much, then the community that he represented, District 10, Old South Baton Rouge, would have more investment than it does. I came along 5 years ago and started fighting because his generation failed to complete the job of getting us to a more progressive community. And people like Darrell Glasper coming out speaking against a young black man who is advocating for black people on behalf of a white person is one of the greatest disappointments I've ever seen. And Darrell, you better never call my phone again.
Will in North Baton Rouge. Will, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Gary. Good morning, Mr. Darrell. The only thing that picked me to call just now, I hated what Darrell said about black-on-black crime. I hate that these people keep saying stuff like that. People commit crime in their proximity. There's no such thing as black-on-black crime. You might as well say when a white person commits crime against another white person. I don't hear people saying white-on-white crime. There's no such thing as black-on-black crime. People commit crimes in their proximity.
All right. Thank you, sir. Darius Lannis, school board member, is in. Good morning. Thanks for calling, Darius. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, good morning, Jim, and thank you for taking my call. First and foremost, Mr. Gary Chambers, continue doing what you are doing, my brother. I find it very interesting that Mr. Darrell Glasper is on the radio defending the racist, tone-deaf actions of Ms. Connie Bernard, who also has to go to court next month for walking into somebody's house without permission and choking a 17-year-old kid. But you are here calling four black members on our East Baton Rouge Parish School Board Negroes? Get real, sir.
All right. Well, let's get Gary and Daryl to comment on Darius's comments. Darius, appreciate you calling in, and he is a school board member. He has dog in this fight, and he is, of course, very passionate, and we've had him on, and hopefully we'll have him back again soon. Gary, would you respond, please? Good morning, Gary. Did we lose Gary Chambers? Okay. Daryl, would you respond, please? Okay. Matt, do we have some problems with the phone lines? Please pot them up if we can. Okay. Did we lose both of them? Maybe they're both taking a break right now. Let's go to Jim in Denham Springs. Jim, good morning. And Darius, why don't you hang on the line, if you will, please. Jim, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jim. The naming of the school, I mean, we do not celebrate people who are rapists and murderers and torturers. I mean, that's, should we name it Jeffrey Dahmer High? I mean, that's not what we celebrate in this country.
All right.
Right?
Well, where do you draw the line? That's the question.
Well, I mean,
you can't compare Jeffrey Dahmer, for example, to
Robert E. Lee. Absolutely.
Oh, I don't think so. No. You can't compare Robert E. Lee to General Middleton. There's a degree involved in this, and you know that, Jim. You're a smart guy. Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yes. Is Mr. Glasper there?
We're getting him back.
Well, my question for him, and this is with reference to the previous caller's question about Mr. Glasper's motivation, I'd like to know if there are any other former African-American Democratic elected officials besides him and Elbert Guillory who are now on the payroll of the Louisiana Republican Party.
Okay. We're getting Daryl back, but I don't think he is on the payroll. He's not an official person with the party. Guillory is, but I don't think Daryl is. He is a Republican, and there are 22,000 African-American Republicans in Louisiana. And hopefully, Daryl, by the way, he just called in, so maybe we can get him back. We've got phone lines going nuts, and that's one of the reasons why we're having some challenges right now with our attempt to reach both Daryl and Gary. But Darius, are you still there? Okay. Wait a minute. There you go. I think we got Darius. And Daryl, if you can hang up and we'll call you. You're obviously calling a different number, not one that we can get in. And Matt, I just typed in the number for Daryl. So call him, please, and we'll get him back. But Darius, are you back with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here, Jim.
Okay. And what's your take on, well, do have to take a break. But you hang tight, and we'll return after this quick pause with more Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. Let's go to Gary Chambers. We have him back. You're going to have to pull him up, Matt. But Gary, your thoughts about some of the discussion that we're having as to whether we're shedding any light or are we just producing more heat? What do you think?
I think we are shedding light when you had the sister that's a school teacher say she had never heard of PBS Pinchback and Oscar Dunn because it's intentional. When Daryl Glasper brings up black-on-black crime, let's talk about white-on-white crime. When 28,000 Confederate soldiers and 23,000 Union soldiers died at Gettysburg, that was led by Robert E. Lee. That's called, in the entirety of black, what is quote-unquote black-on-black crime, black folks have not killed as many people as white people have killed to each other. And they did it in the name of quote-unquote war, which is usually unjust and disagreed by the majority of people. It is such a disappointment that people can stand up and advocate for the progress of our community, and then we can have some people who come out as distractions and throw all of these things where they have no proof of anything that they say. It's cowardice. It's treasonous in the modern day. Treasonous against this community and the progress of our people, because I don't ever see Daryl Glasper or any of the people defending Connie Bernard showing up at Metro Council meetings, showing up and advocating, because once they got out of the spotlight, they decided that it was no longer worth fighting for.
All right. Let's pull up Darius on line one, who's hung in here with us. Darius, your thoughts.
Yes, I'm here. This is what I will say. And this is I'm speaking directly to Mr. Glasper right now, because hearing his disparaging remarks, it is just simply it's mind-blowing. And all I will say is please stop using these straw man arguments. This has nothing to do with black-on-black crime. This has to do purely and solely with the actions that were caused by Connie Bernard. This is not a black or a white issue. That is what he is making this. Because if it was a black or white issue, there wouldn't be 17,000 online signatures in 3 days.
All right, Daryl, would you respond, please? Daryl, pull Daryl up, please, Matt. Daryl, good morning again.
Yeah, Jim, I'm sorry, but I got cut off. Let me just tell you, Jim, I know how to tell a real story. I'm going to tell a real story. This is not about black and white issues, my friend. I try to tell these young black politicians, they're living in the past. They don't understand how to turn the community around. Most of them don't know how to make a damn living. And I can say that with confidence.
Now that's a cheap shot. That's a cheap shot. Now come on. Well, let's not have the personal attacks on these people. Daniel and Plaquemine. Daniel, you're on with Daryl and with Gary and with Darius. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what would Daryl Glasper say about the white people that's calling in on your shows. 95% of them so far are against what he's saying. This woman, what she did was wrong, and the focus is way away from that. We're supposed to be focusing on what she did. What she did was wrong. So I don't understand how Daryl could just continue to be against all the people. It's like 95% of the people are against him, and he continues talking about black-on-black crime. That's not the issue.
All right,
what this lady did, she didn't give a damn about what was going on in the meeting. She was doing other things, what she wasn't supposed to be doing.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling in, Daniel and Plaquemine, and I think we have temporarily lost Daryl again, so we'll get Gary. Pull Gary up on line six. Gary, your thoughts about the remarks from Daniel and Plaquemine.
So I think what Daniel said is absolutely right. It was a distraction, and Connie knew what she was doing by sending Daryl instead of coming herself. And it's the ultimate privilege that she gets to stay at home, avoid the conversation, while the whole world is watching Baton Rouge. Connie's ignoring everybody again. And now she's I don't know if Daryl was paid or he was sent. He was clearly sent to do the things that he's doing. Because if the hate don't work, they start telling lies. That's a lyric from.
All right. 877-217-5757 is your number. And we do have a listener making a good point, and we discussed this a year ago in this tape from Ronald Reagan that Matt Doyle has quickly pulled up amid trying to answer all these calls. This was Ronald Reagan talking with Richard Nixon in 1971 when Reagan was governor of California, Nixon was president of the United States, and here is the 40th American president calling black people an extremely disparaging name. And I think by virtue of this, a case can be made that Reagan's name should be removed from every building in the United States, including the Washington Airport. But here is Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Last night, I tell you to watch that thing on television, as I did, to see those beautiful those African countries. Damn them, they're still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
Well, and then the tail wags the dog there, doesn't it?
All right. Yeah. Monkeys from those African countries do not wear shoes. That was Ronald Wilson Reagan. Gary Chambers, you're a firebrand. Ronald Reagan's a much bigger target than Connie Bernard is. Should Ronald Reagan's name be removed from every U.S. building? He called black people monkeys, for heaven's sakes.
I think anybody who defended or gave remarks that made us less than white folks and disparaging towards black people, I don't think they're deserving of honor. Ronald Reagan is a figure that Republicans love, but I don't think his policies did anything to help black folks. So I have no love for Reagan or any of his anything he ever did for me personally.
All right. Jenkins on Airline, you are on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you all. I just wanted to make a comment on the lady that everybody's coming against for, you know, her actions with the meeting. You know, I just wanted to say we got to get to a point to where we're not trying to crucify people for every little thing they do wrong. You know, I agree that what she did was wrong, but I don't think we need to crucify her. She shouldn't have to lose her job. Let's talk to her. Let's sit down and have a conversation with her. Get her to understand the importance of things and not just say, let's just run her off. Let's get rid of her.
All right, let's bring Gary up. Jenkins on Airline says you're going too far. How do you respond?
So if it were one transgression, that would be one thing. But she broke the law, walked into a neighbor's house 2 years ago. She should have resigned 2 years ago because she's a – we talk about bullying and fighting. Tiny Bernard walked into a neighbor's house unannounced, right? She came in there and choked a young person while she was there. She should have resigned then, and her bad behavior has continued. This isn't about one incident. It's about a pattern and practice of poor decision-making and bad behavior that we continue to excuse. And how many times does she get to get a pass when we have seen black elected officials do far less and come against immense scrutiny? She should resign, and we should stick to talking about why she's not speaking for herself at this point when the whole country is calling on her to say something.
All right,
is she not a public official?
Jenkins, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Did Gary score any points with you?
Well, I could understand this not being her first time and so on and so on, but this, like some people say, this is the issue right now. Like they was telling Daryl Glasper, don't talk about black-on-black crime. So we was dealing with what was going on right now, but now he's bringing up things that she's done in the past.
All right. Reed on Goodwood. Reed, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Reed. Thank you, Jenkins. Reed.
Hi, gentlemen. I just wanted to say that whenever people say that bring up black on black crime, it's as if they're trying to justify whenever a white cop kills a black person. It's almost like because the black community has been disparaged and attacked for centuries by the American government, that it's somehow all right for white people to kill them. I just wanted to say that that is indicative of the way that the elites in our society think of us and how they want to drive us apart. But I stand with the black people in my community, and I hope things get better, and I intend to help.
Let's get Darius Lannis on this. He has been very patient and hanging with us through this, and he is a school board member, an elected official. What do you think of Reed's comments, Darius?
I think that Reed has several significant points. But if you don't mind, Jim, I just want to also say that if this issue was not real, there would not be over 200 people that have signed up to volunteer to get Ms. Connie Bernard recalled. And that is people in her own district that are now calling and saying that she needs to resign. Yes, this has now become a very big distraction, but we have to remember who caused this distraction. And just to the other gentleman's point that spoke before Mr. Reed, he said that this is something that happened in the past. Well, in fact, the charges are still open. She has to go to court next month based off the actions that she did. So those are very valid points that can still be brought up. We're talking about school boards. When we talk about serving kids, those types of actions are completely unacceptable because our kids look up to us for leadership. And if they can't get leadership from us, then why are we serving on these boards? That's the question, the ultimate overall arching question that we have to ask ourselves.
All right. Let's get Gary Chambers. Gary, you have the final remarks. And unfortunately, we lost Daryl, but hopefully he will come back and be on us to the show again. Gary, your final thoughts, please.
Well, first of all, Jim, thank you for having the conversation. You know, while the country is having this conversation, I do think it's important for us here in Baton Rouge and Louisiana to have it. So thank you for the conversation. I would just say that, you know, when somebody has shown you that they have poor decision-making skills, that their character is reflective of somebody who believes that they are above responding to the public or showing up, you shouldn't be a public official if you can't respond to your issues and show up and answer the questions, right? Connie's refusing to take any interviews and then to send Daryl Glasper out here. It's a reflection of her believing that she is superior in some way, that she doesn't have to respond to the people, and it's a great disappointment. I think we've got to keep on her until she resigns. Connie's got to go home.
All right, and Connie has an opportunity, and hopefully she will take avail of this offer to be on our program. We'd love that. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Thanks to Gary Chambers, Darius Lannis, and to Daryl Glasper. Back tomorrow. Stay tuned.